Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Bleisure Travel, Reward or Cheating? Bleisure travel is a combination of business and leisure and is a catchphrase that refers to merging leisure time into a work-related travel. It's a growing trend as more people are taking advantage of flexible work arrangements and opportunities to explore destinations while they are technically on a business trip. But are we truly taking advantage of what seems to be a logical idea of mixing playtime with work and killing two birds with one stone, or are we merely killing the whole idea of taking time off from work to enjoy a holiday in its entirety the way it was originally intended? Let's look at the possible pros and cons. Breaking down bleisure travel. The idea of bleisure travel is that technically you are going on a business trip, and since you're traveling anyway and airfare will already be paid, why not add on a couple days or so to enjoy some fun time? The destination location is going to play a big part in this bleisure contemplation. If one has never been to the travel destination, the inclination is to do some exploring, especially if it's some exotic place one has dreamed about visiting. Honestly, would you go to a business conference in Rome, Italy, and not want to spend some time tooling around the city? Who's driving the bleisure trend? It may be no surprise that the Gen Z professionals and millennials are the largest drivers of bleisure travel. They have a tendency to value the balance of work and personal life and see this as a wonderful opportunity to apply just that. But what does the boss say? In our modern world, more higher-ups are inclined to allow employees to combine business with pleasure and see it as a perk they can offer to not only attract talent but to keep them as well. As long as the employee and company are willing to separate out the costs, this could be seen as a win-win employee benefit. The trend is not so new. Those in the travel and tourism industry already know that attending a conference is likely rounded off with at least a day at the end of business to enjoy and experience the destination itself with opportunities to sign up for activities already planned for. And even if that option is not available, the boss says it's okay to tack on some fun time after the work time, so what are you waiting for? eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.